Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. And this podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Producer Dan's mom got into a car accident, and the guy said there was a bumblebee in his car for an hour.
Yeah. And he smacked himself in the face.
Yeah, he smacked himself in the face, and that caused his foot to fall off the pedal, and that's why he ran into her in bumper-to-bumper traffic.
Dump.
As somebody who was called Crash in high school because he got into so many accidents and lied so many times about how they...
I did not know that about you.
Oh,
me
yeah?
Neither.
Oh, so many accidents. I can't tell you how many car accidents I got into in high school.
Didn't you wreck one of the sales girls' cars in Fayetteville?
Not in Fayetteville. That we weren't working together at the time. That was in Huntsville, Alabama, that I did that. And my brother was dating this sales girl for the radio station, and I was driving her Audi, and it hydroplaned, and I totaled it.
Oh
yeah, back in the day, Dan, I got into many a accident, so I know BS when I when I see it. Ain't no way there was a bumblebee in his car for an hour. I'm just saying.
Let him know.
He flat out lied.
Maybe the ride was smooth.
Kelly's from Swansea. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
You're trying to tell me you have a B story about a car accident?
Give it to me.
Yeah, so when I was about 16, you have to know I have a true phobia of bees. Like, I can't control my reactions. Anyway, I got in the car. I had a very long driveway. I was reversing out of the driveway, and just as I cut the corner to turn onto the road, a bee flew in the car and into my face. And I panicked, and I jumped out of the car, which was still in reverse. And it took off in a circle and spun around and crashed into my house's fence and missed my brother's brand new IROC something or other by about a foot.
That's an IROC Z28. Put
gosh.
Some respect on that Camaro.
You jumped out of a moving vehicle?
I don't know what it was. It was yeah, so I had to go back inside, and I was like, Dad, I kind of hit the fence. And he comes out, he swears a little bit, he comes outside, and then he was like, Jesus. Some more swears.
Right.
You didn't hit the fence. You knocked it over. And I was like, well, there was a bee in the car. And he was like, oh, my God. And my neighbor, who was an older gentleman, his kids had left. He'd been outside, and he'd seen it happen. And he came running over, and he was like, oh, my God, are you okay? And I was like, there's a bee in the car. There's a bee in the car. And he laid on the ground. He was laughing so hard he couldn't even stop himself.
See,
and,
that was my bee story. Jumped out and kept going.
Before it was cool.
See, that is a true story about a bumblebee, because if a bee is in your car, the second you realize it, you were jumping the hell out of your car. Not you drive an hour down the highway.
Let him know.
Let's see. Who you want to grab? Bianca from Wenham. Good morning, Bianca.
Hi. Good morning.
So this is just like you want to talk about karma coming back to get you immediately.
Get it to me.
Bianca, what happened with your friend?
So she was driving. There was a group of us going to cross country practice in high school, and she thought it would be funny to yell out of the car window at someone walking on the sidewalk. She wanted to scare them, and she didn't notice that there was a work van stopped in front of us, and she rear-ended it so hard that she totaled the car.
That's what I'm saying, man. Karma gets you quick.
Do you know how justified that pedestrian felt for the rest of their walk?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. The fire department showed up, and one of the firefighters said she was lucky she remembered to turn off the car because so many fluids were leaking out of it that it would have caught on fire.
Oh my goodness.
Why do
I'm glad everybody's okay, but
why do we let teenagers drive? And I'm a perfect example of that. We should not be
same. I should never have gotten a driver's license. Probably I shouldn't have one now. Probably.
I once got into an accident. I hit the person in front of me so hard in my car. Our mechanic said that I put the engine through the firewall of the car. And I was in like bumper to bumper traffic. He's like, what did you do? Did you like pop the clutch? Were you, you know, because this was before all the computers and there were cameras everywhere that could. I was like, oh, I didn't do anything.
The car did it.
Yeah.
It jumped out at me.
There was a bee in the car and it bit my foot and I had an allergic reaction. I don't know. Courtney's from Norton. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning.
So you got backed into it by a lady. What happened?
So I was waiting for a parking spot in like a strip mall, and this lady walked out of a nail salon with her daughter, and she had to walk right in front of me. So she saw me and she got in her car, put it in reverse. And I'm thinking to myself, I looked over and I'm like, you're going to have to wait because I'm waiting too. And next thing I knew, she hits me.
Just forgot and you I'm were like, there. Okay.
She stops and she gets out of her car and she goes, I didn't see you there. I was like, you literally just walked right in front of me. Did you not look in your rearview mirror and see that I was still there? So I got out of my car to exchange insurance, you know, information. She goes, oh, do you think you could write down all the information? Because my nails are still kind of tacky and still kind of wet.
People are the best.
They're the best.
People are the absolute best.
Just, you know.
I know I just smashed your car, but my nails are wet.
Yeah, can you write all this down for me?
Maybe you shouldn't have gotten behind the steering wheel. I don't know. If you don't want to write something down, maybe you should have been driving your car.
Just cutting the wheel all palms.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.